When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A man is in custody after a triple homicide in St. Paul. A 68th defendant has been convicted in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme, and an update on the fire still burning in northeast Minnesota. But first, the Trump administration has temporarily frozen $1 billion in Medicaid payments to two states, including Minnesota. Building on roughly $400 million in prior holds, federal health leaders have paused an additional $199 million in Medicaid funds for Minnesota's high-risk service programs, alongside an $867.5 million freeze on California programs. This is the latest development in a nationwide crackdown of fraud by the administration and the third time it suspended funding in Minnesota. Local leaders must now decide whether to tap into rainy day funds while submitting more documentation to satisfy federal standards or find another way to fight the freezes in court. St. Paul police have taken a 30-year-old man into custody after three adults were found dead yesterday afternoon inside the leasing office of an apartment complex. That suspect was tracked down overnight in Virginia, Minnesota, Police Chief Axel Henry.
This is an unbelievably big tragedy for our city, and it will not be accepted. Secondly, I want to recognize and thank all the citizens and first responders who responded to the shots fired and helped us bring some safety to the scene.
The Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the victims as 25-year-old Nancy Fuentes Zambrano, 56-year-old Dina Silcox, and 43-year-old Adam Wilwording. This marked the 9th, 10th, and 11th homicides of the year in St. Paul. An update to the two mass shootings that unfolded Sunday in Minneapolis. 28-year-old Ajoko Gay of Minneapolis was killed Sunday night when gunfire erupted on the 1800 block of Nicollet Avenue South. Four others were injured. So far, there have been no arrests. Police also continue to investigate that early morning shooting on Sunday, which left 9 people injured outside a Minneapolis nightclub in the Uptown neighborhood. No arrests in that case, either. A 68th defendant has been convicted in the multi-million dollar Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. Abdi Rashid Bixi Duel pleaded guilty to wire fraud after falsely claiming his nonprofits served over 500,000 meals to children in order to siphon more than $330,000 in federal funds. The 36-year-old now faces up to 20 years in prison, with his official sentencing date expected to be scheduled in the coming months. 2 people are dead and 1 seriously injured in a car crash on I-94 in a construction zone. Emergency crews from multiple agencies were rushed to the scene on Interstate 94 near Evansville on Sunday afternoon after an eastbound Tesla collided head-on with a westbound Ford Fusion in a work zone. A 3rd vehicle was also struck in the initial wreckage. The crash claimed the lives of 73-year-old Harold Enelt of Woodbury and 24-year-old Coleman Lind of Jamestown, North Dakota. A female passenger of Enelt suffered life-threatening injuries. The Minnesota State Patrol is conducting a full investigation into the exact cause of the collision. The St. Louis County Sheriff says fire crews are leveraging cool weather to stop the wildfires in the area from spreading. Sheriff Gordon Ramsey shared on social media that a wave of high humidity, low temperatures, and light morning rain along the Echo Trail has provided crucial assistance to emergency crews managing local blazes. He says local teams plan to reevaluate safety conditions over the next 48 hours to determine when property owners can start the cleanup process.
I realize that many of you that have property here are wondering, would like to remove items or check on them, but that will not be happening for the next few days at least. The fire conditions are still very tender.
He says roughly 800 firefighters are currently deployed throughout northeastern Minnesota. The community of Wabasha bids farewell to 2 local firefighters. Services began at 11 this morning at St. Felix Catholic Church for Manuel Del Angel Sola and Nicholas Leckler, who died alongside Ashley Monson when their pontoon collided with a barge on Lake Pepin earlier this month. A funeral mass for Monson will take place tomorrow at that same church, while the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources continues its investigation into the crash. One person is in custody after stabbing a Maplewood police officer. The incident occurred at 11:45 this morning at the CVS at the intersection of County Road B East and White Bear Avenue. The officer responded to a report of a disorderly person when the suspect allegedly attacked him with a knife. The officer sustained non-life-threatening injuries and was treated on the scene by EMS before being taken to a local hospital for further evaluation. The incident remains under active investigation. After a slight uptick in the number of suicides in Minnesota last year, the Minnesota Department of Health is reporting a growing number of calls and texts to Minnesota's 988 mental health crisis line.
When someone calls 988, the person on the other line is there to listen. They're there to be compassionate. They're there to provide resources in a very judgment-free way.
MDH Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Supervisor Tanya Carter says there have been more than 370,000 contacts with experts manning the Minnesota Department of Health's 988 line centers since the program launched 4 years ago. 3M is celebrating a strong second quarter performance driven by solid growth in its industrial and safety divisions. The manufacturing giant delivered $6.5 billion in revenue for the quarter, marking a bright spot for a company that spent recent years navigating costly legal settlements and fines over forever chemicals. Investors and industry analysts will now be watching closely to see if this momentum holds through the rest of the year. Finally, Minnesota Lynx guard Kayla McBride has been named Western Conference Player of the Week. The 5'11 Minnesota guard dominated in her recent 3-game stretch by averaging 28.3 points and shooting nearly 60% from the floor, climbing to the 20th on the WNBA's all-time scoring list. The Lynx are now on the road traveling to face the Seattle Storm tomorrow at Climate Pledge Arena. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.